Trivette.
Uh-huh.
Hi, it's Jessica. I'm on a recorded line. We spoke regarding the MD Maryland abuse case.
Uh-huh.
So I went ahead and I sent you over the forms. It was sent via text and email.
Okay.
Have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
You have? Okay, perfect. So do you want to sign while we're on the phone, or do you want to sign when we get off the phone?
Can I do it when I get off?
Yeah, that's fine. I do just want to let you know there's a paper clip at the end of the document, the very last page with instructions. The paper clip is for the front of your driver's license. They do just need a picture to verify who you are for the case, and then it'll be just like regular DocuSign where you're doing the electronic signature and initials.
Okay.
Then we'll be good to go. And then I'll follow up. If I don't see it back, I'll just follow up later today. And then if you have any questions with it, please don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And then real fast, I do have to read our closing disclosure to you, and then we'll be good.
Okay.
So it just says, before we wrap up, we want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your case, the law firm will be reaching out to you to finalize your claim. They'll be calling within the next couple of hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you over to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some information as well as the same questions that we discussed today. This is completely normal, and it's part of their process just to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release if needed so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to make sure everything's moving smoothly. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are just standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them within 24 to 48 hours after signing, I highly recommend that you give them a call yourself to follow up. And then do you have any other questions, anything like that, before I let you go?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then I did also send you the law firm's name and their phone number. And another text message as well, so you have that for future reference, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then thank you again so much for your time, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, and God bless, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.